Clearly frustrated for lots of reasons.
I'm frustrated that we haven't won the game. I'm delighted we kept a clean sheet away from home. I'm delighted we withstood, you know, a lot of physical things that were thrown at us and an appalling performance from the referee against us. Awful performance, so inconsistent. I thought he was so biased towards Blackburn, it was untrue. We'd have lost that game. So we're certainly defending a lot better. And what we need to do now is find the recipe in the final third, because, you know, we have good areas to score from. You know, Hissy's got a score, and that would have been the icing on the cake on what was I thought we were very, very good second half. I thought Mark Davis was outstanding again. You know, he's just driving the team. But we need a little bit more quality from some of the others. Too many of them, not enough conviction in our finishing at the minute.
Certainly another totally committed performance, Neil, wasn't it, from start to finish?
Yeah, I mean, it was excellent. You know, we worked on a few things this morning with Blackburn would throw at us. And I just thought we grew and grew into the game and we looked very, very strong. You know, our fitness levels, you can see we look good. But your heart's always in your mouth and you invite that little bit of pressure with silly set players. I'm angry with Dorian because it's a silly sending off and he's been outstanding for us, you know, and he should know better.
You always worry when referees start giving you yellow cards early doors, and it looked right from the off like it was going to be one of those nights, really.
He was watching a different game from me at times. It's a clear penalty. Even the one on Clough, he may have been a penalty. There's no reason for him not to go down. He's got a little dink in the back and his ankle's been clipped. But the one on Mark Davis is a clear penalty. I think it's Conway's dangled a leg out there on Marshall, and you know, I can't believe it's not been given. And then there was we were breaking at one stage and he blew us back because he wanted to give us one of the free kicks that we didn't really want, because we were breaking. So it was just a constant sort of frustration. I mean, the amount of times centre-halves went through the back of Medine and we got nothing for it. It was criminal, really. And anyway.
It was a really poor challenge on Wellington Silver as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he was really late and high. And he's dealt with that one. But, I suppose he had to give us something.
Was he a little bit lucky? He kicked out a little bit, didn't he, in the first half?
To be honest with you, I didn't see it. No, so, no. But he's booking for it, so I'll have a word with him about that if that's the case. I'll need to see it again.
What's the plan then now? You've got a break because of international weekend.
Yeah, we'll have a break, give some players some time off. We got a testimonial at Motherwell on Saturday, which I'll use, you know, players who are coming back. You know, Derek will get a run out, Pisano, Casado. You know, and give the other boys who have been playing the volume of games some time off, and then really get back into work with them in the second week of the break.
Are you likely to be involved in any transfer activity before it closes?
You never say never. I hope so. I think we need another forward because our play is good, our intensity is good, our pressing is good, and in Mark Davis, I've got one of the best players in the division at the minute, and we need to keep him going. But I need a few others to come to the table now because they're not doing enough.
It's the first time in 3 years that Spark has managed 5 starts in a row. Have you had to go back, do anything special with him, you know, to keep him fit?
Well, he's had a good pre-season, although we have to be wary of his knee. And obviously there's days he can't train, but we're managing him as best we can. And he's a fit boy. But his football at the minute, he's so sharp. His first touch is beautiful, and he was a real driving force. And he's only little. And the ball was up in the air a lot, but he was really brave tonight and got us into great positions, you know. But I need more from Clough, Silva, Medine. I thought Feeney had a decent game, particularly second half, put some great balls in, and we should be, you know, at least going on attack on those things.